Market Center.
What is going on, Based Americans, LFA TV family and army? Good to see every single one of you guys. We are here. We are live. We are ready, locked and loaded, ready to go. You are now watching Based America. I am your host, Drew Hernandez. If you're watching for the very first time and you have not, do me a huge favor and subscribe to the channel. Hit that follow button. Smash that like button. Also, hit the bell notification so you get notified anytime any one of your favorite Based American LFA TV hosts goes live. Also, copy the link and share this transmission absolutely everywhere. This is how we get the intel out. This is how we build out Based America LFA TV. Let's go. Also, with that said, make sure to go to lfatv.us. Make sure to go to lfatv.us, leave a donation of any amount, whether that be one time, reoccurring, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, annually. Contribute today and into the future to build out LFA TV. We are the media now. We have replaced the dinosaur, dying, lying, legacy, fake news, mainstream media. And that is all because of your contributions. So go to lfatv.us, leave that donation of any amount. We appreciate you guys. Also, check out the official LFA TV store. Check out the official LFA TV store. Check out all the great products. Go make a purchase, especially for the holidays. They make great gifts. We appreciate you. Also, make sure to follow me on Rumble. Go to rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. We go live Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. We will be going live tonight. We will be going live tonight in about 3 hours. Follow me on X. Go to x.com/DrewHLive. x.com/DrewHLive. We are quickly approaching 400K followers. Make sure to join the fun. I'm posting breaking news all day, every day, throughout the day. x.com/DrewHLive. Good to see every single one of you guys in the chat. I see you pulling up, as always, locked and loaded and ready to go. All right, you are now watching Based America. I am your host, Drew Hernandez. Good to see every single one of you guys. It continues. This absolute historic huge W and win from Donald J. Trump and the fallout and the aftermath as the Democrat Party goes into panic mode and a sense of reformation, seeking to figure out what direction do they go moving forward as we approach the 2026 midterms and the 2028 presidential election. Because these 4 years are going to fly. They're going to go quick. So enjoy Trump while he lasts, these last 4 years of him in power in the United States of America. We are quickly going to enter into a huge power vacuum very quickly. And we're already seeing that. And we saw a preview of that in the 2024 Republican primaries. Now, again, as we go into the second Trump administration, One of the big things that I have my eye on, to be completely honest with you guys, is this DOGE office, the Department of Government Efficiency, which is supposed to end on the 4th of July of 2026, which I don't really agree with, to be honest. I think this should continue. But maybe Elon and Vivek see this as something that might be eventually hijacked by a future deep state entity and weaponized against the American people, which pretty much everything does, right? Pretty much everything does. Every great idea or every great concept that is meant to embetter, create a better future, a better system to further improve the United States of America, especially financially. It doesn't matter what it is. All of it gets inverted and weaponized against the American people. Even the Constitution itself, if you really think about it. And that's what we've been experiencing these past 4-8 years, especially with the advent of Donald Trump. That is for sure. What do I mean? What I mean is they get to define terms. They get to define what is what. And they get to define who's a terrorist. And then they weaponize the Constitution at that point against the American people. This is what a tyrannical regime, authoritarian psychopath entity looks like. And that's what we've been facing. And that is what Trump has vowed to dismantle. But now, as we see this DOGE, I think they're going to have some congressional hearings with Elon and Vivek, I think on Thursday, I believe. I think tomorrow. And these days are flying by quick, man. It's so crazy that this year is already over. Right, chat? I swear, it feels like we were just in December of 2023 and I was preaching, get ready, get ready, get ready. It's going to be a wild year. And this thing flew by fast. Life itself is flying by fast. That's why we got to make every day count for the glory of God. That's why we got to make every day count for the glory of God. That is for sure. But here we are. We are heading into 2025. President Trump is on his way to be inaugurated in January. That's if he makes it. That's if they don't kill him beforehand, which is still a huge possibility. I'm not saying I want to see that, but let's just be honest here. You think these people are going to stop? No, they won't stop. No, they won't stop. But this DOGE office definitely has my attention because for a couple of reasons. I mean, I'm excited to see not only an audit, but a financial fiscal cleanup to America's purse and spending. And I'm very excited to see where this all connects to. Because not only are we going to see the revelations of how much money has been spent, not only are we going to see the revelations of how ridiculous this spending really is and really has been. We're already seeing previews of that. But we're also going to see some criminality in the process. A lot of people that will be exposed, a lot of people that, I mean, it's just follow the money, right? You follow the money and then you end up at the end of, or the beginning, should I say, of the money trail of the criminality. And I think the DOGE office is really going to, honestly, it really is going to unmask a lot of that. And don't be surprised if there's some kind of massive final uniparty push to put an end to the upcoming DOGE office. Because there's a lot. There's a lot of criminality that will be uncovered. And I definitely will be very vocal calling on the Trump administration, his new AG, and those that are responsible. Cash Patel, I don't have any doubt that he will. I will be extremely vocal calling on the Trump administration not only to be conducting investigations, but I want to see indictments. I want to see arrests. I want to see convictions. And I want to see people thrown in jail for their crimes. And I think news just broke that the Biden administration is considering a pardon for Dr. Anthony Fauci. Oh, I thought that I thought that Anthony Fauci was not doing anything illegal. Would you look at that? Somebody's worried. Somebody's worried. So they're literally already pretty much declaring Dr. Fauci guilty if they go through with pardoning him to preemptively protect him from the incoming Trump administration. That damn well better go after Dr. Fauci. And so I'll be covering the extent of all of that tonight on Drew Hernandez Live. Go to rumble.com/Drew Hernandez because there are a lot of big moves being made. Not only on the geopolitical front to sabotage the incoming Agenda 47, but even within, the deep state is getting ready to really resist a deep state purge. The feds, they're all lawyering up. Biden administration is moving quickly, and this just confirms even further. I just saw this right now. It just broke. They're getting ready to pardon Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci. Even though he's innocent and he's done nothing wrong. Wow. What an admission of guilt. So what they would have to do is pretty much look at everything that he's done illegally, that the DOJ would charge him with, and then pardon all of that. We already know the crimes. See how that works? See how that works. But we'll break all that down tonight on Drew Hernandez Live. But when it comes to this DOJ office, I mean, the money is going to really unmask a lot. And I'm looking forward to it. I really am, because you're going to see the true fascist nature of this rogue machine that has been against the American people, using our taxpayer money, by the way. I suspect you are going to see the full extent of this fascist regime, where their spending has been, who they've been colluding with within the media. A lot. I mean, there's going to be a lot of ridiculous price tags. We know that, and we've seen some of that to an extent, but there's going to be a lot of more. A lot more, excuse me. There will be a lot more that I suspect DOGE will uncover. Will uncover. And like I said, they're getting ready for a bunch of pardons. There's a lot of names. Like I said, I'm going to cover all this tonight on Drew Hernandez Live, so be there for that. But so DOGE is going to add to that list. So DOGE and what Elon and Vivek Ramaswamy, which I think are the two perfect selections for this task, are really going to unmask what these people have been up to for decades, dude. For decades. There's crimes against America that are going to be uncovered since before I was even born. And, you know, it gets really interesting because there's a lot of off the books spending going on that gets approval from the military industrial complex, a sect of the deep state, which is the Pentagon. They've got a lot of what they call deep black projects that do not have congressional oversight nor authority. That's going on. It's in the trillions. There's a reason why there's trillions of dollars missing. Right? There's a reason for that. Remember just before 9/11? There were all kinds of congressional hearings. They were taking a look at the U.S. budget, and they're missing like trillions of dollars. And then boom, 9/11 happens, right? Total op, right? And so there's a lot of that going on. And, you know, some intel operatives within the CIA or the Pentagon, they'll claim that those are classified ops that, due to reasons of national security, cannot be revealed to the public. But there's a lot of this going on where even Congress, which is required for this budget to be authorized and the congressional oversight, so there's accountability, right? Where they're not even aware of some of these deep black projects. What are they? Where are they? And that's been going on a lot, where a lot of these congressmen and congresswomen are talking to a lot of whistleblowers and they're saying, so what are you guys doing? Where is this going on? They don't even know. And the whistleblowers will only talk about it in a skiff, in a classified top secret setting, right? They won't do it publicly. And that's how they find out about what's going on. But there's a lot going on where some of these congressmen, congresswomen, they inquire Pentagon leaders and they just basically tell them to F off. They just laugh at them. It's very interesting. It literally is the military industrial complex, or some of these congressmen, congresswomen, they'll actually show up. They'll get some intel from whistleblowers. They'll show up to the facilities and they're fully rejected any access. So a lot of that has been going on too. And, you know, I am all for a level of classified info for the purpose of protecting America's critical intel infrastructure from adversaries foreign and abroad. Is that actually happening? I don't really know, right? Like, in theory, it sounds like a good idea, but in the long run, that includes us. And they use that as a guise to conduct all their illegal operations. And the money just is trackless. Completely. So, I mean, God knows what's going on with all these. I mean, they've gotten to the point with just open, right? Open human trafficking operations through these satanic NGOs, right? Under the cover of these Jewish NGOs, the Catholic NGOs, the self-proclaimed Christian NGOs. Under the banner of humanitarian work, right? That's out in the open, and now we know about it, right? Because of on-the-ground reporters and journalists not in the mainstream that have exposed all of this. But what about the real ops that are going on? How much money, how much of our money is really going in to some of the most satanic ops going on in the United States, foreign and abroad, that is under the secrecy of classified, top secret, to protect American national security and its secrets from foreign adversaries? Right. So a lot of this, I mean, this goes deep, man. And I really don't know how far Trump is going to take this. I think Trump has made himself clear. He wants to declassify the remainder of the JFK files. He has claimed to have seen them all. Now, I don't know if Trump actually went through them all, but he had them all in his hands. And I think he was given a briefing. I forgot who it was by. Who was it? Was it, lost the name. But Trump was given a briefing on the JFK files, and he was convinced not to declassify due to protecting some of those involved or eyewitnesses or those that are still alive and their identities from a possible retaliation. And he went with it. But now he's vowed to go against that. What I really want to see are the 9/11 files. I know Kash Patel wants to see that too. I mean, he probably has, but I would like to see a declassification on everything 9/11. And you want to know what will come out big time that all the American Zionists will not like is the heavy involvement of Israel behind 9/11. That's what America will see, and they will not like it. They will not like it one bit. They probably wouldn't even believe it, to be honest with you. I mean, we're at that level, right? We're at that level. What was the Mossad's involvement in 9/11? If we're America first, we should be asking those questions to protect our homeland. But again, so Doge is really going to start uncovering some of this. And this is why I've been saying people like Elon, Vivek, why do you think they're all getting bomb threats and severe? I mean, a death threat is severe, but it's not just, you know, Pete Hegseth. It's not just these individuals within Trump's upcoming cabinet and his nominees and his administration. It's not just them receiving these bomb threats. It's the families, too. So Trump is over the target. Trump has made some selections that I'm not a fan of. And I think MAGA has even made themselves clear. Like that sheriff that he tapped. And MAGA was like, yeah, no, this guy arrested a pastor. What are you thinking, Trump? Right? And it looks like that sheriff removed himself good from the nomination, right? And so just a testament that Trump is not Jesus Christ. Not an excuse, but just a reminder. But I do predict when I take a look at what's going on with Doge, I mean, Elon is already has had credible attempts against his life and his family. I think Vivek is on that level. They're all on this level because there's a lot that's going to come out. And the only way to put a stop to it, and I'm not calling for this, is to kill these people. That's it. Why do you think that they targeted President Trump on July 13th of 2024? It was to put a stop to all of this. It's not only they're going to lose their jobs. It's not only that, you know, they think he's Hitler and he's getting ready to kill everybody. No, no. These people are criminals. They know what they've done. They know that they're guilty. They know that Trump is more serious about draining the swamp this time around. And that the potential of all of this coming to light is way higher than it was in 2016. Because they know that Trump is not only running on, well, his campaign, not only running on to make America great again, but it was to restore the republic back to the people, which requires exposing and doing away with the criminals that have hijacked our system. And these people know it, and that's why, you know, this is where you get into this JFK territory. This is where you get into assassination territory. I mean, and by the way, this is nothing new. This is just another testament, right? This is just another testament to the fact that we are in a banana republic. I mean, that's where this country is. We are in third world country territory. And that's what needs to change. Right? What happens when you're in a banana republic? Rigged elections. A collapse of your judicial system. Rigged courts. Rigged trials. You're just guilty no matter what by the state. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what you do. They can put on a show trial just to give the appearance that, well, there's some form of a judicial process here, right? And then there's assassinations, not just political assassinations. But assassinations due to criminal cartels, which is the police state, in order to shut down any dissidents or any resistance due to their ability to trigger an uprising. That's Trump in America. You know, I think sometimes we get desensitized to a lot of this. It doesn't mean you're, you know, demoralized, or it doesn't mean you're, you know, a degenerate. It's just we start living this way. It becomes a way of life. Weaponized intelligence agencies, assassination attempts on our revolutionary figures such as Trump, now his upcoming cabinet and nominees. well, threats to their lives. I think that we get to the point where, you know, wow, look, that's crazy. Look at Cuba. Look at them. They're fighting for their freedom. That's crazy. Look at Venezuela, right? Look at the revolutions there. Wow, that's crazy. Look at this. Look at that. We kind of watch from afar. And now that America's been dealing with this, especially particularly since 2020 with the lockdowns. You kind of get into this place where it just kind of becomes normal, right? And you don't realize just how bad it really is. And so, anyways, I am really interested to see this because I want to know who the criminals are. And if you follow the money, that's where you're going to end up. You follow the money, and it leads you to the criminals. This is a criminal enterprise in the United States of America that is about to be uncovered once and for all in the next 2 years under the Department of Government Efficiency, ending on July 4th, 2026. So here's a bit of a preview of that. The United States spent $151 billion on illegal immigration in 2023 alone. So DOGE is confirming this. Here's a bit of a preview of what we are seeing and what we are about to get. And again, I will be very vocal the next 4 years. I don't only want to see what these people have spent all of our money on. I want to see these criminals prosecuted, arrested, tried, and convicted. That's what I want. It's not enough just to see what these criminals have done. That's actually going to gaslight and piss me off. I want to see these people hunted down like animals, okay, by the feds that Trump is going to put in that are actually going to do their jobs and go after the bad guys. And I want justice. And I want justice. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy's Department of Government Efficiency has revealed that the U.S. government spent around $151 billion in 2023 on illegal immigration, aka their human trafficking operations. That's just in 1 year, which is 2.6% of the entire U.S. government's $6.1 trillion in annual spending. Wouldn't you love to know the nuance of where all this is going? And this is just what they reveal to the public. This is probably double, honestly. Probably double. There's a reason why our country is where it's at. We are the most wealthy country on the face of planet Earth, and we have people in poverty that are making over 100, that are making six figures a year. It makes no sense, right? I mean, if you think about, I mean, that's inflation, right? I mean, we're heading towards a depression. Trump is right about that. The value of the dollar decreasing. Absolutely insane with the overspending and the printing of money over and over and over and over again. It's led us to this, but look at this. The Doge X account posted numbers in relation to the amount spent on illegal immigration per year and said in 2023 alone, illegal immigration cost taxpayers $150.7 billion. All on illegal aliens. All on illegal aliens. Doge added other numbers for context with adjusted inflation numbers saying that World War I was $334 billion. The Apollo space program cost the government $257 billion. And the Manhattan Project amounted to $30 billion. Let's take a look at this. We got some more comparisons. This is the official Department of Government Efficiency account on X. In 2023 alone, illegal immigration cost taxpayers $150.7 billion. To put this in context with other costs adjusted for inflation, World War I cost $334 billion. Apollo space program, $257 billion. The Manhattan Project, $30 billion. Panama Canal, $15.2 billion. And the Hoover Dam, $1 billion. $1 billion. And this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning, guys. This is nothing. You ain't seen nothing yet, dude. They haven't even officially, effectively started with Trump as president. And we are already seeing this. This is nothing. You have seen nothing yet, dude. Get ready. That's why I'm excited about this, because now we're going to see where all these criminals have been spending our money and how much, you know. I would like to see an audit on just exactly where this money is going, NGOs, etc., but about probably a lot of this to useless government contractors that are obviously complicit with human trafficking, but probably don't even do anything, that are just enriching themselves. Total money laundering scheme. Total money laundering scheme. Take a look at this. The figure as reported by Doge would be comparable to the $150 billion the government spent on security programs for veterans and those who survived them in 2023, per the Daily Mail. Under the Biden-Harris administration, illegal immigration has skyrocketed. We've been watching this with record-breaking numbers of people flowing into the country. The government spent the staggering $151 billion on illegal immigration, but has other areas that could be cut. As highlighted by Doge, the National Institutes of Health spent $1.8 billion on studying the health impacts of racism in 2024. So while you are struggling, if you're making, like, I don't know, 80K, 100K, you're making six figures, right? That's happening. People are making six figures in this country and they're living paycheck to paycheck. It's insane, right? Or maybe you're just living on your retirement and you're struggling. You're barely able to make ends meet and you could use a tax break, don't you think? Somewhere, somewhere with your family members or your sons or your daughters that are struggling to get by with their children. Maybe you just had a kid. Don't you think you could maybe use a tax break somewhere, somewhere, while billions go to Israel, billions go to Ukraine, billions go to illegal aliens, and billions, $1.8 billion goes to study the impacts of racism on the health of Americans in the United States of America. Oh, meanwhile, all the woke blacks are still crying and begging for reparations because we're affected by slavery. Shut the hell up. So sick of this reparations nonsense. People acting like we still live in the 1800s. Like you could get lynched walking down the street. Like the KKK is just walking around hunting you down. That's how these people literally live, dude. They literally live like they just left the cotton fields. It's like, just shut up, dude. Just shut the hell up. What are the impacts of racism? What's the impact on our health of racism? That's what we need to be studying right now. And $1.8 billion, guarantee you all that money. It's a money laundering scheme. They just make up these offices. They make up these programs and they appoint them with all these DEI hire retards. And then give them like these astronomical salaries to just do nothing and spew anti-white bigotry. And then they just parade them around like, see, we got more blacks making X amount of money. Yeah, change. But we're still victims of slavery in the 1800s. Like, shut up, dude. I'm so sick of it. So sick of it. I'm telling you, this is just. Not even scratching the surface, guys. Not even scratching the surface with where all of our money has been going to. And that's why I'm really excited to see where Doge takes things and what they uncover. I want my money back, dude. That's what I want. The government spent the staggering $151 billion on illegal immigration, but has other areas that could be cut, as highlighted by DOGE. The National Institutes of Health spent $1.8 billion on studying the health impacts of racism in 2024. DOGE highlighted the spending in a post late in November. In 2024, the National Institutes of Health spent $1.8 billion studying racism. We'll take a look at this. There's already a bit of an audit breakdown. In 2024, the National Institutes of Health spent $1.8 billion studying racism, including $125K on examining anti-racist healing in nature. $151K on perceived racism, cardiovascular disease risk, and neurocognitive aging. Yeah. Yeah. And nearly $500,000, that's $516K, on the effects of racism on brain and pathways to health disparities. I would love to know how this is studied, honestly. I mean, this would be pretty comical to watch. How do they study this? That's what I want to know. All right, they just line up a bunch of black... They just line up a bunch of retarded, low IQ, woke black people. Like, I's a victim of racism, yo. I's a victim of racism. I scared everywheres I goes. Everywheres I goes, I scared as the white man. The white man's here to tear me down no matter where I go. It's like, sir, Mr. Rigger, are you saying that we are more racist now in the year of 2024 when it comes to anti-black bigotry? Are you saying that we're more racist now against black people than we were in the 1800s? Well, yeah, know what I'm saying? BLM, Wakanda forever. She, give me my mentals and my lottery scratches and a hoe, skeet, skeet. Give me a hoe so I can ejaculate on her forehead. Know what I'm saying? Oh, man, I would love to see how they study this. Unreal. Unreal. But this is all this DEI nonsense and garbage. This is what you get. This is what you get. And this was going to be Kamala's America, dude. And they still would whine and complain. Still, that America's racist. It just is never enough. You want to know why it's never enough for these people? A, because they just want to live in this perpetual victim mentality forever. They never want to leave it because it's beneficial for them. It's intellectual laziness. Why do the hard work and use merit to actually get ahead and earn your keep? Well, you could just play the victim and get things handed to you, right? And B, that's makes it an easy grift. Right? Use a racist. Pay me. Pay me. Use a racist. It's easy. It's an easy grift, dude. It's so easy. It's an easy grift, and all the woke retards, they just fall for it, and all the woke whites are like, I'm not racist. See, I approved this. And they still call you a racist. It's a grift, dude. They're stealing. They're stealing. It's what riggers do. They steal. They're stealing from you, okay? They're stealing from us. Do you talk like this around your mom? Oh, absolutely. My mom thinks it's hilarious. She watches this show. It's called Based America for a reason. If it's too much for you, go watch The Daily Wire or something, okay? You're watching Drew Hernandez now. So... Right, that bothers you, not these riggers. That the way Drew talks bothers you. Not nearly $2 billion going to anti-white bigotry and all of these woke blacks just stealing your taxpayer money. No, that doesn't bother you. The way Drew describes it bothers you. Oh my God, screw you and your political correctness. Get the hell out of here. You're watching Based America. What a cuck. What a cuck. You talk like this around your mom? Absolutely. And my mom thinks it's based and hilarious. Welcome to Based America, retard. Unreal, dude. You see that right-wing political correctness right there? Right there, you see what I'm saying? That needs to end right there. That needs to end. That right there is holding us back. That's been holding us back, and it will continue to hold us back. Mark people like that and reject them and excommunicate them out of the movement, because people like that want to hold us back and keep us bound in this political correct retardation. I'm more concerned about how Drew is saying things than these woke riggers stealing $2 billion from us to study the impacts of racism on our health in America. Unbelievable, dude. Absolutely unbelievable. That's what's wrong. That's what's wrong with the right wing right now. Straight up. What a perfect example. What a perfect example, dude. Unreal. What a virtue signal. You talk like that around your mom? Yeah. Yeah, I do. And she thinks it's actually hilarious and based. And true, by the way. And true. Where do you think I get it from? Okay, where are we? Where are we? Take a look. Doge has also taken aim at government agencies in general for using only around 12% of the space of their headquarters in D.C. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, their organization posted, quote, do they have the full quote here? Let's see. Let's just look at the actual post. Federal government agencies are using on average, just 12% of the space in their D.C. headquarters. The Department of Agriculture, with space for more than 7,400 people, averaged 456 workers each day, 6% occupancy. Why are American taxpayer dollars being spent to maintain empty buildings? Why? Because they're stealing from us. They're criminals. Now, I know Elon and Vivek know that, but this is where it's going to get real juicy, because I want to know where my money is going, and I want these people to be arrested and convicted and jailed. Spending billions of dollars on nonsense and, by the way, the human trafficking operations of illegal immigration. It's like, this federal rogue government spent about $151 billion on human trafficking and illegal immigration. But, oh my God, Drew, I don't like the way you talk. You talk around your mom like that? That's what bothers you in this situation? Not your money contributing to the human trafficking of children worldwide into this country? That doesn't bother you? Children disappearing into thin air? Going underground, getting raped? Murdered on camera, sold on the dark web? That doesn't bother you? Unreal, dude. Stupid people. Stupid. I don't like the way Drew talks. Oh my God. What a homosexual, dude. Get those people the hell out. We don't have any. We don't got time for people like that right now. We're sitting here talking about, you know, this federal government spending $151 billion in 1 year on human trafficking. I don't like the way you talk. Good, cuck. Get used to it. We're done with this political incorrect or political correct nonsense, especially in the right wing. Stupid, stupid people. Stupid people, dude. Stupid people. Unreal. In the House and Senate, several GOP lawmakers have taken up the mantle of working with Doge to make the cuts recommended by the organization, and the first House Democrat joined the Congressional Doge Caucus on Tuesday. And I think tomorrow. Let me make sure I have this right. I think tomorrow we are going to start to see some action on the Hill involving Elon Musk and Vivek, I believe. Let me just make sure that I have that right before I officially report that. I'm trying to find where this was reported, but we'll get it. But I'm hearing reports that tomorrow we're going to see some action on the Hill. Interactions with Congress, Elon, and the incoming DOGE office, which is going to be interesting for sure. For sure. But we'll keep you updated on that. We'll keep you updated on that front. Because I'm going to tell you right now, for the next 4 years, I know I am. I'm really going to be paying close attention to everything they uncover. Everything they uncover, because all of these criminals need to be jailed. Every single one of them. All of these thieves and criminals and riggers, all of the riggers need to be jailed immediately. Take every single rigger and throw them in jail. Throw them in prison for stealing. Throw them in prison for theft. And just get them the hell out of the way. Oh, found it. Here we go. So here it is. It's looking like Department of Government Efficiency DOGE heads Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy to address members of Congress Thursday. That is tomorrow on Capitol Hill. GOP lawmakers form DOGE caucus and DOGE committee. So looks like this will be going down tomorrow. This will be going down tomorrow. So it begins. So it begins. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right. Wow. This hour goes by really quick. I'm used to doing like 5 hour shows on my channel. And whenever I, you know, do like an hour long show, it literally feels like 5 minutes to me. I'm not going to lie. It's just literally feels like 5 minutes. I don't know why. Just is. It just is. But awesome. All right. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Armra Colostrum. Armra Colostrum. Go to tryarmra.com. That's tryarmra.com/LFATV. Tryarmra.com/LFATV. Get your Armra Colostrum today. Support the broadcast. Get your Immune Revival, Immune Barrier Superfood. I'm telling you, you need to emphasize and prioritize your health. It doesn't matter how young you are. It does not matter how old you are. Health should always be a priority to us. Because I'll tell you one thing, when it comes to the global death cult, they want you to neglect your health. They want you to die early. They really do. That's why they poison the water. They poison our food. They poison everything. And it's to prematurely kill us. And so I encourage you guys to defy that. I encourage you guys to defy that. Always check with your doctor before taking anything. But give Armra Colostrum a shot. Immune Revival, Immune Barrier Superfood, Protect, Regenerate, Strengthen. Get your Armra Colostrum Superfood Supplement today. It comes unflavored. It comes in blood orange. It also comes in vine watermelon. So make sure to make a purchase today. Just go to tryarmra.com/LFATV, and this is exclusive only to the LFATV family and army. Use that promo code LFATV to get 15% off your first order. I repeat, use that promo code LFATV to get 15% off your first order. So again, go to tryarmra.com/LFATV and support the broadcast today. With that said, make sure to follow me on my Rumble channel. And I will warn you, if you're like some kind of cuck out there, you're like, I don't like the way Drew talks. I don't like it. Do you talk that way around your mom? Yeah, I do. Isn't it funny how I don't even use profanity and I still find a way to just trigger like cuckservatives? I don't know what it is. I really don't. I don't know what it is. It's a gift. It's got to be a gift. It's got to be some kind of a gift. But with that said, if you think you could handle it, Go follow me on my Rumble channel. If Based America is too much for you, you will not be able to handle this show, because this is like five hours of just in your face, hard hitting analysis and roasting evil. So go to rumble.com/Drew Hernandez, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. The link is in the live chat. We go live Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. We will be going live tonight, detailing, exposing the O'Biden regime moving to sabotage Trump's upcoming deep state purge. And like I said, the Biden regime is getting ready to pardon a lot of criminals, even though they said that they've done nothing wrong. So go follow me over there, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. And we will be going live in T-minus 2 hours tonight. Going to be a big show. Also, follow me on X. Go to x.com/DrewHLive, x.com/DrewHLive. Make sure to follow me over there. We are quickly approaching 400K followers. So make sure to follow me over on X. It's my goal to get to 1 million by the end of Trump's second term. And we're on our way there. We're on our way there. I'm posting breaking news all day, every day, throughout the day. So make sure to follow me over there, x.com/DrewHLive. Whenever you see the reports, make sure to reshare them. That is how we get up in the algorithm. And it works, trust me. I've been studying the algorithm probably for the past 6 months, and I got it pretty figured out. And I actually got a bit of announcement. I'll probably announce it tonight on Drew Hernandez Live as well. I don't really do a lot of, I'll announce it tonight on Drew Hernandez Live. So go to rumble.com/Drew Hernandez, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. We'll see you guys over there, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. If you loved what you heard here tonight on LFA TV, make sure to subscribe to this channel. Hit that follow button. Smash that like button. I know we are quickly approaching 100K here on LFA TV. Awesome. That's only because of you guys. So make sure to hit that bell notification so you get notified anytime any one of us go live. Also, copy the link. Share this everywhere on social media. We appreciate you guys. I'll see you guys over on Drew Hernandez Live in a couple hours. And if not, I'll see you guys here on the next one.